Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Two people about to stay.
Programming note, tomorrow Reggie Sanders is going to join us, one of my all-time favorite Cardinals. Had a brief run here, but they were really good. He'll be back for the 2004 commemorative weekend, and you get tickets at Cardinals. What did I turn into Strick here with the Cardinals? 62 cards.
62 duet.
Cardinals.com for the tickets this weekend. Astros are here, then the Cubs next weekend. The Cubs did lose last night. We'll bring that up to Lester Munson. Pablo Sandoval, the walk-off winner. The Cubs are 11 games under on the road.
Wow.
Really bad on the road. They'll be here next week. Tickets for that series, Cardinals.com. Reggie Sanders with us. Frank, we're going to be at the McBride Homes newest location.
Oh, and this is a beauty.
In Frontenac on Clayton Road.
So that means we're probably near Lester's. So if, you know.
Wait a minute.
Lemon, pepper, garlic,
they want to bring some food.
You just wanted to work that Clayton perimeter?
Yes.
Very nice.
Lester's,
we'll
the
near
Shack.
Sugo's. We'll be near Bricktop. We're
Sugo's.
We're in your
that
neighborhood,
bolognese,
folks.
That lasagna. Those salads are so good.
This all started with me mentioning who would be on the show, and now we're back to food, which is fine.
Cardinals, by the way, have the best road record in the Central, 25-27. And I just want to say, I know that most caught a lot of heat recently, deserve it at times, in deals in which they send away players and then get better. I think there needs to be a mild mea culpa on the Luke Voit deal, who is playing well in New York.
Yes.
But in the month of July, Giovanni Gallegos has the best strikeout percentage in baseball. He struck out 45% of hitters. He has the lowest whip in baseball at .38.
And would you rather have Jairo Munoz or Stephen Piscotty?
I guess because of
versatility.
Versatility, you might lean towards Munoz and cost, I suppose. I know he's not playing well now. He's in a huge slump.
The only trade
I would still take Pham on this team.
The only trade, that's the only trade we're not going to take back. Yeah.
But he's in a huge slump, as is the entire Rays team.
Yeah.
But still,
I think I with the need at outfield, Piscotty might. But Munoz is such a super utility guy with actual power instead of that super utility guy in the past like a Cosmo or a Greg Garcia that you don't really want to see up at the plate late in games. Munoz is a little bit different.
And Charlie and I were talking about. And Chuck said, give Mo credit, that second piece sometimes is better than the first piece. We got Chasen Shreve.
Get his name right. He's a big...
Chasen Shreve.
Is he even in the league?
They DFA'd him yesterday.
Isn't he a friend of DeWitt's?
A Yankee lefty. And then you get Gallegos. Like, now, who's that guy? The throw-in, the extra piece. And he said, remember, the Borges deal, Grichik was kind of the throw-in. Borges was the headliner at that time.
Yeah.
And then they got Grichik. Who was the better player? And we were trying to remember the Freeze deal. Who was the centerpiece? You traded Edmonds. And who did you get coming back from San Diego? Because Freeze was,
I think it was just Freeze.
Was it straight up?
I think
up?
It was one for one. Yes.
It was straight
just
up.
One
okay.
For one.
We were trying to think of deals where the second piece was actually better. So you do get, it's like you are what your record is. If you traded for him, you get credit for it. And Gallegos has been really good.
Yeah.
And Brendan Schaefer was ranting that people wouldn't put him on their fantasy teams. Not really a primary concern, but...
No. Oh, he'd be in our 16-team league for sure, which he probably is. We're heavy on low ERA reliever that pitch a lot of innings.
And the math right now, to get to 90, guys...
Here
we go. It's gotten better since Monday.
It has. It's improved.
To get to 90, this team would need to go 37-25. Not...
God, that's not crazy.
It's not crazy. It's probably not likely.
Can I pull La Russa and say, ask me on August 9th?
Okay.
That's after that stretch against the Cubs and Dodgers and Astros and Athletics.
Yeah.
Because
and then
you,
maybe I can...
Because if you tread water between now and then August 9th, you to go 12 over the rest of the way would be asking a lot.
Or if you don't tread water, then suddenly you're asking for a whole lot after that stretch.
And 90 may be too high a number for this year in the Central. What if it's 88... Can I sell you on 35-27?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you can sell me on that.
35-27 the rest of the way gets you 88 wins.
But right after they're through with the Cubs, Astros, and Dodgers, that's when this will be.
I think we can recalibrate our expectations
yes,
then.
Absolutely. All right, Frank, another reason for Mizzou's drop in attendance is that you didn't mention their choice of a head coach. I know several of my friends canceled their season tickets and haven't been back when Odom was hired. And look, I'm not denying that. I'm sure that's a factor. But, you know, I go back to the Spoon Hour line when he was hired in Vegas. You know, I know it wasn't their first choice, and I wasn't my wife's first choice either. This was not a sexy hire, but I'm telling you, this could end up being a really good hire. If you look at what he's doing right now with recruiting, with, you know, getting the best available quarterback in the country, you know, and Kelly Bryant to come there, he's got some other transfers, he's got great offensive linemen. I'm telling you, they're going to be really fine.
Yeah, and I understand the argument. I think Mike Schilt falls into that category, too. It's not a big name. It's not a sexy hire. But if the team plays well and you're a Mizzou fan and they do start winning more games each year, which the last couple of years, if you can get yourself to 9 or 10 this year, and maybe that's not going to happen. But if you do, you can look at the last 3 years and say they are building something. And the fact that it wasn't a, quote, sexy hire, who cares? I don't think Gary Pinkel was a sexy hire.
No.
When he came out of Toledo, I think
I can remember that initial press conference. Very uneventful.
And he kind of, I mean, remember they passed the mic around, and I got the mic, and I said, if you could, Gary, just in 60 seconds or so, explain to people who you are and what you're bringing to the table. It was just because nobody really knew much about him. And he actually said, well, that's a terrible question. remember that?
Right, endearing himself to St. Louis during the fans immediately.
He said, well, that's a terrible question. And I said, do you want more time? Because I had phrased it in 60 seconds, and everybody laughed when I said, do you want more time? I wish we could find that audio.
Oh, God.
Because I'm positive he said, that's a terrible question. And I said, well, do you want more time? And then people laughed. I was basically saying, explain to folks who you are, because nobody knows who you are. So you can go from that to a guy 15 years later that some say deserves a statue.
Was that clip on KSDK that night?
I think they led with that.
If he would have said Martin's name, I would have used it. But terrible question. Nobody would have known who
what
it was.
What happened to the? Speaking of Mizzou press conferences, we used to have the clip of Frank. Hi there, Frank Cusimano, News Channel 5. And we were listening. It was a live press conference back here. And we all said, would it kill him to say 590?
I think I was in a contract battle at the time. So
he's like, hi, call. Frank Cusimano from Frank's Food Picks. Hi, Frank Cusimano, Stallions GM.
Speaking of food picks, I want to tell you about Kimal's Restaurant. They're a new sponsor of this program. And if you are looking for a place for happy hour and you want to get an unbelievable deal, all the appetizers are half price.
Hey.
All the domestic beers are half price. So you can have some of that incredible Kimal's food. You could have like three appetizers. Let's see, 4, 8, 12. And like a couple of, you could get out of there for $20. Then we have live entertainment. And the coolest thing is you walk in to this new Kimal's Restaurant where it's like a New York City steakhouse. And if you want to stick around for dinner, I recommend some of the steaks. I recommend our lasagna, homemade, Mrs. Kimal's recipe from 93 years ago. We've moved west to Westport. Give Kimal's a chance. Definitely try the happy hour. We are going to be open for lunch in just a couple of weeks, too. 421-0555 for reservations. The happy hour at Kimal's, the best deal in St. Louis. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.